I'm a little late to the party on this story this week in News and Notes. Turns out one of our most loved jazz sax guys, along with his bassist and drummer, have been disbanded by the Air Force and shuffled off to other duty stations. The Air Force Falconeers have been one of only two premier bands in the Air Force dating back to the 50s, and it seems that they're breaking one of those up down at the Academy. Ricky Swoom, the saxist, has been transferred to the Air Force Band in Anchorage, Alaska, while bassist Jason Crow transfers to Japan, and drummer extraordinaire Enrique de la Mira hits civilian life now as an instructor at the Berklee School of Music. Big well wishes to each of them, and a great big thanks for the many fine years of music that they've brought here to Colorado. Lots of award shows this year around the state, with a new one announced this week in Colorado Springs. You can check it all out at csindy.com, but I can tell you there are some really fine entries among this year's inaugural nominations, including the Haunted Wind Chimes and more, so do check that one out and vote for your favorites in Southern Colorado, that at csindy.com. It's official, the 17th annual Westward Music Awards are in the books, and it was a phenomenal year for both acts that have won in previous years, as well as new bands that won this year. Hip-hop band The Pirate Signal won for the fifth year in a row, placing them in the Westward Music Hall of Fame and out of contention for next year's awards, while Epilogues, Kinetics, and Swayback are each three-time winners in their respective categories of alternative rock, traditional rock, and alternative rock, respectively. The Hollyfelds and Paper Bird are now each four-time winners in the Americana and Country categories. Other winners of note this year include first-timers Tin Horn Prayer in the Roots Rock category, Euphorchestra in World, Snake Rattle Rattlesnake wins for the first time in the Indie Rock category, while Super Collider takes it in their first time nominated in the Best Jazz Award category, and the Love Royale takes it for Best Soul and R&B. Head for the Hills claims the Best in Bluegrass for this year's event, and props out to Alchesis and the Delta Sonics for winning the Blues Westward Music Award. You can find all of the winners in each category in the Backbeat section of the Westward online. And finally, in news and notes this week, Bohemian Nights at New West Fest has announced their lineup for this year, what I believe is either the 7th or 8th annual event now held in Fort Collins. Some of Colorado's top acts will be appearing, including International Blues Challenge winner Lionel Young, as well as others like Otis Taylor, Hazel Miller, Tennis, Emmett Nershey Band. Overall, over 80 acts this year to support the national headliners G Love, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and 9-time Grammy-winning Texas Swing Band Asleep at the Wheel. More information at bohemiannights.org.